Carmen Miksha and Sophia Miksha, your hosts of Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter multi-generational podcast filled with laughter, wisdom, and advice.
I am a high school student in the IB program, a runner, and a sister.
I have a BA and MA degree in English and have published 3 poetry books, a tennis book, and 2 essay anthologies, which you can find on Amazon or my website, carmenmiksabooks.com. I am also the broker CEO of Dynamic Real Estate, my own company. To buy or sell a home with me, please visit my website, dynamicsacramentohomes.com, and mention this podcast for a discount on commission.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We promise you Seeds of Sunshine once a week to elevate your lives and dreams through better communication between generations.
Susan Padron is an intuitive personal stylist. After giving birth to her son and losing her sense of self, she rediscovered herself through healing and authentic personal style, and she's helped hundreds of women do the same. She has been featured in Style Magazine, hosts the Top 10% podcast, the Susan Padron Podcast, and she is the author of the award-winning book, We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore.
Welcome, Susan. We are deeply honored and happy to have you on season 2 of our Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter podcast. And how are you today?
I'm doing so well, Carmen. Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure and an honor. And because I tell you, we've never had someone on our podcast who is an intuitive personal stylist. But we will get to this soon after we go into the quote and the joke. So the quote obviously will match our conversation. And it is by Kara Goucher, who is a 2-time Olympian. And in her book, Strong, she said, enclosed cognition is an important technique I use to boost my confidence. The term refers to how the clothes you wear can affect your mental and physical performance. When I slide into my uniform on the morning of the race, I feel an extra layer of invincibility. It's as if my uniform turns me into my own superhero and I can achieve anything. Do you agree with this, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. I love that quote. It's so beautiful and it's so true, especially in the work that I do. I definitely see that, you know, not in so many Olympians, but in other people still achieving really great things.
Yes. And the joke or the pun, let's see if you know the answer. Why don't shirts ever tell secrets?
Ooh, why don't shirts ever tell secrets? Because they're buttoned up?
Yes, they're buttoned up and I'm wearing a button-up shirt.
Right. Oh, I love it.
A plus, how many guests get the answers actually?
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, and because you got the answer, there's a bonus one. Let's see if you get this one too. Why did one sock, what did one sock say to another?
This one, I don't think I know.
We make a great pair.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes. And my daughter, Sophia, is always interested in our guests' background and their childhood, Susan. So why don't you tell us something that you learned as a child that you still apply to your life now?
Something that I learned as a child that I still apply to my life now. I love that. That's really, that's a strong question. I think that to always be kind, that kindness is something that is truly important in our day-to-day interactions. My mom, especially, to this day, she's one of the kindest people that I know. And being able to witness her in all different interactions and with me and my sister, and then being able to apply that now as an adult, I think that's something that really rings true for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. I agree 100%, Susan. And as we mentioned in the introduction, you are an intuitive personal stylist, yes. And which is quite a title. I really love it. So,
Thank you.
why don't you tell our listeners what is an intuitive personal stylist?
Yes, so I'm sure that many of us are familiar with the term personal stylist in some way, shape, or form. Probably, at least with celebrity styling, which is not what I do anymore. I mainly focus on helping everyday people show up fully as themselves. And by taking who they are on the inside and using clothing and accessories and shoes and everything that they put on their bodies as that expression of who they are. And the intuitive part of it comes in where I am deeply connected with my own spirituality. I always have been, and I've been able to really work and develop those skills. So my intuition really plays a strong part in the work that I do with my clients, which allows me to pick up on things that may not always be spoken out loud, picking up on feelings or energy shifts and using my intuition as well as my professional abilities and my education to help serve my clients. So there's a bit of energy reading, there's a bit of intuition, and all of that combined into the work that I do.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. And
Thank you.
you were actually a formal middle school band teacher.
Yes.
And how did you actually discover this fascinating and fun new career?
Yeah, so I was a musician going through school, and I thought that that's really what I wanted to pursue, is teaching young people how to develop a passion for music. But even prior to that, even prior to pursuing my career in music, I always loved to help people find clothes that they enjoy wearing. For as long as I can remember, when I was old enough to go shopping with my friends at the mall, I would always get more excited about picking out clothes for them than I would even be excited about picking out clothes for myself. So it was always something that I really enjoyed doing, but I never even thought that being a personal stylist could be a career that I could have. And so I pursued my other passion, which was music and teaching music. I taught middle school band for 7 years. I took a year off during that time when my son was born. And when I went back to work, I had a lot happen in my life that really made me very clear in the idea that I could not continue teaching for the rest of my life. I knew I had to make a change, and I knew it had to happen sooner rather than later. And so it was around the time when all of the subscription clothing services were coming out and were super popular. And a friend of mine, we were talking about the subscription service that she used at the time. And she told me, she's like, what you pick out for me, I like way more than what I get in my monthly box. And you should work for one of those companies. And I was like, no. If I'm going to leave teaching, it is not to work for somebody else. I want to work for myself. And I didn't even have that kind of clarity prior to that conversation. So that conversation that I had with my friend was really that huge turning point in my life where I said, oh my gosh, I could be a personal stylist. And then I was like, wait, how does someone even become a personal stylist? So then I had to do all of this research and, start educating myself and working with mentors and taking courses and everything while I was still teaching and creating my business at the same time. So then I could pursue that, that career that I've been doing now for the last about 8 years, which I'm still floored that it's been that long.
Oh my gosh, Susan, I love everything you said because, we come across people, they come into our lives, and then there are certain things that we can't see ourselves. And like your friend, she pointed out your strength,
Yes.
your creativity, your ability to really find the best clothes. And that's where it all started for you. And I love when we have these inspiring friends who give us ideas. And I love it when we actually act upon those ideas,
Yes.
because in our podcast, we are all about giving our listeners actionable advice. And I love that you took it and you ran off with it and you're like, no, no, I'm not going to work for a company. I'm going to create my own company. That's what I do too, Susan. I am the broker CEO of Dynamic Real Estate. And at first I had to work for others, but my goal was always to have my own company because I had the vision, you know, how I help people. And I also know I can give back more if I don't share my commission with another broker.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And what was so powerful in that conversation and in that moment that I had with my friend is the thought had never even crossed my mind. I always thought it was just a hobby, you know, something that I loved to do. But the idea of even asking myself, could this be the right career for me? Could I create my own business? None of those ideas ever crossed my mind. And I can't even tell you how much my life has changed since that moment where I was able to develop so much within myself and the courage that it takes to grow your own business, as I know that you know.
Yes.
And everything that really changes from within in that moment when you make that decision to make a big change in your life, whether it's creating your own business, changing careers, whatever it is, it's a huge, huge turning point.
Yes. And I hope you and that friend are still close and, you know, share lots of, you know, laughter and, you know, many beautiful clothes.
Yes.
Yes. So also, I love the fact, Susan, that like me, you're a published author. And yes, you actually have an award-winning book, We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore. I love the title. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your book and where the idea of writing it came from?
Absolutely. So my book is part style guide, part memoir. And the reason that it's both is because I needed to share my own story and everything that I've been through up until that point to really be clear about how my style journey evolved with my own personal journey, because that's so deeply rooted in the work that I do with my clients, where I see them as the unique individual that they are. And their life story, the journey that they're on, is so beautifully reflected in their style that we create together. So it was really important when I was writing my book to have both of those things intertwined, because that's how I work. So the title, We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore, comes from the fact that when I first work with a client, the very first step that we always take together is going through their closet. We go through everything that they own. And, you know, I ask them how they feel about their clothes, each individual item. We go through it and I say, you know, how do you feel about this? And often, more often than not, a lot of them will, you know, they'll show me something and they'll say, you know, it's okay, or it's just okay. And in that moment, we're working together. When they say that, I would just reply to them with, we don't do just okay anymore. We're not doing that. You know, you're not settling anymore. We're moving on to things that you love. Like, from this point on, the pieces that you're putting in your closet are only going to be things that you enjoy wearing, that you're excited to wear, and that you love. You know, that's why you made the commitment to yourself. That's why you made the decision that we were going to work together. So when they say that, when we have that conversation, it really helps them to stop settling in all of these other aspects of their life too. Because when you're settling for clothes that are just okay, you're settling for things in your life too. You know, you're settling maybe for the relationship that you're in with your job, you know, and just saying like, well, it's fine. It's just okay. But when you allow yourself to think bigger, to dream bigger, and be like, no, just okay is not an option for me anymore. I want more than that. That's when your life starts to change. And that's when you start to just open up even greater in your own life.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I love it, Susan, because I agree with you. You know, we tend to just say, okay, yeah, that's okay. But there's no excitement. There is no, nothing that propels us to the next level when we just
Exactly.
are okay. But
Right.
when we say, you know, if I ask you, how are you? You're like, I'm great. I'm fantastic. Then it just means that you started your day well. You were looking forward to this interview, just as I was looking forward to this interview, you know, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, I completely agree with you. Because I mean, think about it. If you're making yourself a meal, right? You're making yourself breakfast. If you're just making yourself something and it's fine, you know, it takes care of your hunger, or you make yourself a cup of coffee and you're like, meh, it's all right. Then, you know, it's a completely different experience than if you're making yourself something that you enjoy. You know, you're making yourself a cup of coffee that you can actually drink and savor and take in. You know, it completely changes your whole morning and then the rest of your day, because you're like, ooh, yes, I love this. I love this part of my day. Now I can move on to this stage and this stage. For your style, for your clothes, it's the same thing.
Yes, I agree. And it's funny that you bring that up about coffee or tea. I recently bought some really cute teapots that the top is a kitty cat, you know, and it's Asian design. And I gave it to Sophia and she goes, Mom, I just love this teapot. And every time she comes from school, she wants some mint tea. And she's like, you know, making herself tea and just feeling relaxed after, you know, a busy day at school and doing track. She's a runner like me.
Wow.
So it's just so true about how we treat our day and how we allow ourselves to, you know, kind of make ourselves feel relaxed and just feel fulfilled, basically.
Absolutely. Fulfilled and taken care of too, right? You know, I'm sure that when Sophia's making her tea, she's taking in the whole experience of it. You know, she's giving herself those moments, like you said, to relax after a busy day at school, after track, and she's just savoring that moment. And
yes,
it's a beautiful gift that you gave her. It's so much more than just a teapot.
That's right, Susan. And we were also talking about clothes, and that's the reason I chose that quote, because we know that clothes hold energy. And
yes,
so you're signaling something to the universe when you put your clothes on your body every morning. So what is your advice to your clients about this concept?
Yes, it's so, so true. I mean, whether it's we're signaling something to ourselves, or, you know, like in closed cognition, like you mentioned in the quote in the beginning of our episode, or signaling outward to the universe, you know, we're sending messages, and we want to make sure that that message is aligned and accurate for the message that we want to give out. So what I always love for, you know, my clients, your listeners, to really think about first and foremost is I want them to ask themselves, who am I? You know, I want them to say, ask yourself, who am I? And it's easy for us, especially those of us that are parents, to get caught up in the roles that we play in our life, right? Like I could easily answer that question by saying, I'm a personal stylist, I am an author, I'm a podcast host, I'm a mom. But that doesn't tell you who I am at my core. You know, instead, if I think about ways that I would describe myself and who am I, you know, I'd say that I'm fun, that I'm warm, I'm nurturing. And that gives you even more of a deeper insight into the person that I am. And those are the messages that I like to signal out when I'm meeting new people, when I am just, you know, going about my day. You know, I like the earrings that I have on today. They're bold. They have these beautiful, like colorful gems. You know, that taps in and connects deeply with that fun side of me. The warm, nurturing side is connected with this really soft, cozy sweater that I have on, you know. And whether you're fully aware of that or not, when you come across me in this outfit that I have on today, you're going to be picking up on that. And, you know, that's important for me, and that's important for my clients too. You know, with it, connecting those dots that always reflect inward first, and then using clothing, using accessories as that outer medium, that form of expression. Because again, when we're making ourselves a priority and we're saying that, yes, I am more than good enough in this body that I'm in right now. And I deserve to celebrate who I am in this moment by dressing myself in a way that feels so good. That just opens up your life to so many more opportunities. You know, instead of feeling like you need to look a certain way or be a certain size in order to be worthy of clothing that feels good for you, instead, you can celebrate where you are right now. And even just having that energy can make you feel so much more confident to go for the things that you really want in your life. And by wearing clothes that represent you, you're going to attract people that are your people, whether it's new friends, new relationships, new business opportunities. By wearing clothes that reflect you, it's naturally going to attract those people and repel the people that, you know, aren't your people, which is not a bad thing.
Yes, Susan. And it's just so interesting because we also have different styles, for instance, in the States, in America versus Europe. We took our kids to Europe last summer, you know, to Paris, to Switzerland, and both Alex and Sophia noticed how beautiful everybody dresses up there. You know, it doesn't matter that they just go to the supermarket. They're fashionable. They're just, you know, wear pretty clothes and dresses. And so we did a little shopping ourselves and they're like, yeah, we want to buy something. And my husband is like, why do you need to buy clothes from here? And we're like, you don't understand. It's okay. You just sit outside. We'll come and get you.
I love it. Yes.
Yeah, because the fashion is different there. And we would find things that we don't find here. And it was just really nice to browse and see the fashion and to see the style. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think in some European cultures, they do have that confidence that's naturally intertwined to their culture where, you know, they're like, no, this is who I am, you know, take it or leave it. And I think in the States, there is some of that, but then there's also a lot of these like limiting beliefs or these outdated quote unquote rules, you know, that tie into fashion that a lot of people that I work with get, you know, kind of caught up in rather than just saying, no, I'm going to dress how I want to dress, you know, like the people that you witnessed in your trip to Europe. And what's beautiful about that is the people that you saw and that your kids saw and, you know, picking up on the clothes and seeing all of that, it's the confidence too that naturally radiates from someone when they are so secure in who they are and how they're showing up. And I like to say that when you have that confidence in yourself, in who you are, in what you're wearing, you kind of develop this protective bubble of confidence where the criticisms, the judgments, like they can't penetrate it. And it's when you're insecure and you're unsure of yourself that that's when you start to attract the judgment and the criticism. And we kind of think that it's the opposite. Like if we are dressing too confidently, then people are going to say something. But that's not the case. When you show up and you say, or you don't even have to say it, you just have to feel it. You have to have that energy of, I love what I'm wearing. That confidence bubble forms and the compliments start coming in instead of the judgments. It's a beautiful, beautiful transformation.
Yes. And like, for instance, when we were in Amsterdam, you would see the women on their bikes, you know, biking places, and they would be so elegantly dressed because they were going to work.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And you actually, you have like telling people what kind of clothes, like resetting their closet, right? You have that idea. And you actually have four simple steps without spending hours in the mall or dealing with annoying subscription boxes. And why don't you tell us about those four simple steps that you, you know, have for all your clients?
Yes. So step one is to go through your closet, whether it's with me or on your own. And when you're going through your closet, you're going to ask yourself a few questions. So you're going to ask yourself, does this fit? You know, first and foremost, like, does this fit me right now? And my rule for fit is if it's a size up or down, then we can move on to our next question. If it's more than a size up or down in either direction, then it has to go. Mm-hmm. So then your next question that you're going to ask yourself is, do I love it? So if it fits, then, or if it's that one size in either direction, then you go on to, do I love it? And if you love it, again, it stays. It gets to move on. You get to move on to the next question. If you don't love it, if it's not something that you're excited about, if you don't find joy in wearing it, then it should go. You know, it doesn't, you don't have to throw it away. You can donate it. You can resell it. There are a lot of different options, but it no longer belongs in your closet. Then after that, you're going to ask yourself, is it sentimental? Because sometimes we have pieces that belonged to someone in our lives that has passed away. Or, you know, we have things like if you were married, you might have the outfit that you wore for your wedding. And those are not things that you're going to wear again, most likely. You know, even if you get remarried, you're probably going to get another outfit for that next wedding. But the outfit that you wore for your wedding might not be something that you're quite ready to part with. Or, you know, a formal dress that you wore for your prom or something along those lines, you know, you still have that kind of connection to. Things that are not necessarily sentimental are things that you got from, you know, a family member as a gift. Sometimes my clients get caught up in that. They're like, but I can't get rid of it because my mother-in-law gave that to me. And you know, it's like, okay, well, that's fine. But chances are she's not going to be going through your closet looking for it. So, you know, if it doesn't fit, if you don't love it, like it can go. It's okay. Yes. And, you know, if you're worried about what she's going to say, you can always say, hey, my personal stylist, Susan, told me I had to get rid of it. Throw me under that bus. I welcome that. So we have those questions when you're editing your closet that are so, so important to really assess and make sure that, you know, you're going through everything and that you like everything that's still in your closet. You know, once you go through your closet and you get rid of all of the pieces that you feel like are, you know, are not working for you anymore, they're not serving you anymore, then I want you to take a step back and I want you to see what's left. So we've already edited our closet. Now we're taking that step back and we're looking at the clothes that are there. And when we do that, when we're looking at the clothes that are left or we're looking at our favorite things to wear, that's where we get that information that is so helpful for shopping in the future. You know, rather than having to do like a subscription service or spending all this time shopping online or in stores, you know, we can look and we can see what's left. And when you take that time to look at it, you'll notice that it's usually similar necklines, like similar cuts on your shirts or similar colors or even like the same brands that are left. And that is all helpful information that you can really use for your advantage. And, you know, because if you're shopping for jeans, like, oh, okay, well, let me see what I have left. Okay, now I know that the jeans that I wear every day, just about, you know, they're all from this store or they're all this brand. And the jeans that I got rid of weren't from there. So now I know when I need jeans, this is where I'm going to shop. I mean, that alone is mind-blowing. Like, it's a game changer. And when you have that information, you can then see also what's missing from your closet. So we've edited, we've taken that step back to see what we actually like. And now we can look at what's missing or what needs to be replaced, because there might be some pieces in your closet that you like that, no, they've seen better days. You know, maybe they're, you know, they're just not looking as sparkly, shiny, and new as they once were. So now we have our shopping list. And this is something that you could even put on your phone. You can write it down on a little note and put it next to your computer, so you know that when you're shopping, you know you have a specific shopping list. It's kind of like when you have a grocery list when you're going shopping for food, right? As opposed to just going to the store when you're hungry. When you go to the store when you're hungry, you're going to buy so much extra stuff that you don't need. And that's what happens to us when we impulse shop. We end up buying things that we don't need, and we buy things without trying on, and we buy things that are just okay or that don't fit. And then we get lazy and we don't return them. And that's how we end up with all that extra stuff in our closet. So having that shopping list and sticking to it, again, game changer, because we are shopping with intention, which is that final part of it. You know, we are making sure that when we shop, we are always coming back to making sure that it's a reflection of who we are, that we love how it looks and feels on our body, and that it is giving that message out into the world that we want to tell. So I am so excited to be able to share all of that with you.
Oh my gosh, Susan, I so love this. I have a really good friend. We run together whenever she has time. She's the morning anchor for our news station, and she also has a great podcast. And during our last run, she said, I only have this for running, this long sleeve, because I went to my closet. And there was so much satisfaction on her face when she said, I went through my closet and I got rid of many things, that she really inspired me. I literally came back home after the run and I started to go through the closet, you know, and I'm like, great. Yeah, this does feel good. And what you brought up also, Susan, is that the impulse shopping, you know, and all the steps that you gave us can prevent us from doing impulse shopping. Because sometimes I see something that looks really cute online and I rush to order it, and then it comes and it's not quite what I expected, you know?
Right. Yes. I know, especially with social media, it's so easy to impulse shop, you know, or when we're at a place like Target, you know, we're trying to grab some things and we walk by the clothing section and then you grab some clothes and you just throw it in your basket or in your shopping cart, or you add to cart online. That impulse shopping is, it takes away that shopping with intention, which is how we really build a wardrobe, a personal style that has that alignment with ourselves, and that continues to tell that story that we want to share.
Wonderful. And we are getting close to the end of our episode, and we like to sprinkle seeds of sunshine for our listeners, which is something uplifting, inspiring, and maybe actionable to help us make positive changes in our lives. So what are your final seeds of sunshine, Susan?
Oh, I love it. I love being able to spread some seeds of sunshine. I'm honored to be able to do that. I would love for all of us, the next time we get dressed, the next time we're putting on clothes, instead of getting caught up in, you know, what we want to hide about ourselves, think about at least one part of your body that we want to highlight, that we want to show off, that we're excited to show off. And it can even be, you know, your face. It can be your eyes. It doesn't have to be, you know, part of the lower part of your body. But I want you to think and attempt to showcase part of yourself that just feels good. And so we're not hiding anymore. We're highlighting.
Oh, I love it. Don't hide, highlight. And before we let you go, Susan, how can listeners connect with you on social media? And I also think you have a special offer for the podcast listeners.
I do. So on social media, I am the most active on Instagram, which, you know, I would love if you listen to this episode, feel free to send me a message. I would love that. And my Instagram handle is SusanPadrone_stylist. And I do have a special offer that I'm thrilled to be able to share. And that is $100 off of my style consultation call, which allows for us to connect one-on-one. We go through your closet together. And then after that call, I'm able to send you all of these links to specific recommendations for pieces that you can add, that you can shop with intention, so that you can choose pieces that feel like that reflection of you. It's the most beautiful way for, you know, you just really spark your style journey, and without, you know, having to commit to a longer package. It's transformative while being short and sweet. And, you know, all you have to do is either click the link that I'm sure will be in the show notes, or you can absolutely reach out to me either through my website or on Instagram and say that you heard me on Seeds of Sunshine, and I will send you the link directly.
Oh, I love it, Susan. And that's such a generous offer. And you do these things anywhere in the United States, like through Zoom, yes, right?
Absolutely. Yes. So I live outside of Philadelphia. So I do see clients in person. I am capable of traveling for clients too, but yes, I have clients all over the country that I work with virtually as well.
Wonderful, Susan. I thank you so much for all your Seeds of Sunshine, for your beautiful energy, for wearing my favorite color, green. It actually looks wonderful on you. And I wish you, Susan, to keep on shining.
Thank you.
Bye. To contribute and support our podcast, please become a subscriber or use the Coffee app, which you can find in our show notes. It is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, sharing, and reviewing our podcast. To connect, please follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Carmen Mixa and Carmen Seeds of Sunshine on Instagram. Thanks so much. Goodbye for now.